fans, it's Discardorama. There's only two of us tonight, it's Mike and myself,
Dave.
And we're opening tonight with a track by Lyndon Kwesi Johnson called Forces of Victory.
Forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory, now what we gonna do? We make a little beat in 1978 and we fight and we fight and we feed the state. And all of we just powered up to nothing little beat. And all of we just powered up to nothing little beat. We're the forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory, now what you gonna do? Dress in the red and the feeling dread. Dress in the green and the feeling mean. Dress in the purple and the dress in the yellow. Dress in the blue and the coming right through. We're the forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory now. What you gonna do? We're coming with the army, so don't you get bombed. We're coming with the plane that's gonna drive you in the field. We're coming with the guns and we're making the rounds. We're coming with the tank and Babylon get bang bang.
Clinton Kwesi Johnson, L-U-K-A L-K-J, born in Jamaica, with his album track Forces of Victory from the album Forces of Victory. Don't know why they spelled the two different there, but he has done. He's a political poet, regarded by some as the first dub poet. Joined the Black Panther movement when he was at school, having moved to London when he was in 1963. Very celebrated around the time of Margaret Thatcher, with a lot of political poems then. First black poet to be published on Penguin Modern Classics.
Excellent.
Only the second poet ever while he was alive. Still alive today, by the way, if you're worried about that. Great stuff, great dub. I'm sure you've got something lovely as well, Mike.
Excellent. My track actually is a bit dubby as well. Jar Wobble had a free-flowing project called Invaders of the Heart, where you'd have a core nucleus and guest musicians would come in. This, you'll hear the distinct warble of Sinead O'Connor from 1994. It's called Visions of You.
Anymore. Not long gotta feel the hate and hate.
That was the Welsh mix, apparently, of Visions of You by Jar Wobble. And this is someone who, back in about 86, I think it was, gave up music full-time and worked on the London Underground collecting tickets. And apparently there's a great story. He got on the tannoy and I used to be somebody. Repeat, I used to be somebody. Your next track?
Before I introduce the next track, I'm just going to say a little bit about what we do here in Discardorama. We are recovering records from the past, trying to give a new life to hidden gems that people have thrown away and maybe have forgotten about, or maybe never got the recognition at the time. Introduce a bit of eclecticism into your life, something that's a little bit different. And hopefully I may be able to do this with the next track. It's a Turkish song by an artist or a band possibly called Sevgi Sun. It's called Talihsuh Meryem.
Küçük yaşta kader gülmedi bana. Benim gibi dertlik gelmez cihana. Zalim felek nezdim söyle ben sana. Acı çektirirsin neden sen bana. Herkes bana diyor talihsiz Meryem. Talihim yoksa da günah benim mi?
Küçük yaşta kader gülmedi bana. Benim gibi dertli gelmez cihana. Zalim felek nettim söyle ben sana. Acı çektirirsin neden sen bana. Herkes bana diyor talihsiz Meryem. Talihim yoksa da günah benim mi?
Hakimler toplanıp divan kursunlar. Anamdan babamdan hesap sorsunlar. Günahım yok iken günahkar oldum. Haksız olanlara zincir vursunlar. Herkes bana diyor talihsiz Meryem. Talihim yoksa da günah benim mi?
Hakimler toplanıp divan kursunlar. Anamdan babamdan hesap sorsunlar. Günahım yok iken günahkar oldum. Haksız olanlara zincir vursunlar. Herkes bana diyor talihsiz Meryem. Talihim yoksa da günah benim mi?
Hakkımda okundu koskoca ferman. Kesildi dizimde kalmadı derman. İdamım istendi yüce divandan. Duyunca bağırdım kurtarın aman. Ben suçlu değilim hakim bey inan. Kurtarın siz beni kurtarın aman. Herkes bana diyor talihsiz Meryem. Talihim yoksa da günah benim mi?
Hakkımda okundu koskoca ferman. Kesildi dizimde kalmadı derman. İdamım istendi yüce divandan. Duyunca bağırdım kurtarın aman. ben suçlu değilim, hakim bey inan, kurtarın siz beni, kurtarın aman.
Very emotional performance there from Sevgi Sun. I'd love to know what that was about. It sounds very dramatic. I saw that 50p in the Save the Children. I think it was Hales Owen, or it might have been King's Heath. And thought, man, take a punt, broaden my musical horizons, and very pleased with what I found.
Following on from that, my next one comes from Oxfam Quintum. This is Ayato Moriera. If you go to his website, there's actually an animation with an eye, an ear, and a toe, so you can learn how to pronounce his name properly. This is called Andai. Was an education to me. I'd never heard of the fella before, and I only discovered him because I spent 99p on a punt in a charity shop, and it has paid me back handsomely.
It's amazing how that happens, though, isn't it? I often think we're quite insular with the music we hear in England, because we kind of think we export it around the world. We don't import as much as we should do.
I think we should shut up and go on to the next track, which is...
It is Wishbone Ash. And it is the first track of the second side of her seminal 1972 album, Argus. It's called The King Will Come. Thank you.
Right.
Last With The King Will Come is the first track off the second side of their 1972 album Argus, which is, in 1972 it was voted Album of the Year by Melody Maker, or British Album of the Year anyway. It's regarded as one of the all-time classic prog rock albums. The original members of Wishbone Ash were Martin Turner, Steve Upton, Andy Powell and Ted Turner. Andy Powell and Martin Turner were regarded as two of the greatest all-time guitarists, particularly for the fact they actually were one of the first bands to do dual guitar sounds. Unfortunately, in later years they've had a bit of a split. There are now two Wishbone Ashes touring, one headed by Martin Turner, one headed by Andy Powell. Both bands are still releasing new music, but it's hard to tell what is Wishbone Ash and what is really solo material with the Wishbone Ash name on.
Okay, imagine the 70s.
I'm trying hard, is it?
We've just had some prog rock from the 70s. Thinking of an organisation like Apple. This band, you probably don't know the name, and yet you should do. They've appeared in 10 films. In 1978, this band appeared in the fifth most watched programme in the UK. 20.6 million people watch them. Who is it? It's Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem from the Muppets. Can you picture that?
Excellent stuff. I was really intrigued and I was so happy when you played that.
That was from RSPCA in Blackheath. That was 50p on 7-inch. Next track, Dave?
Yeah, next track is a woman I have played a long, long time ago on one of the early Discarderamas. But I actually found a double album by an artist called Scout Niblet called Kidnapped by Neptune, released in 2005. And this is the first track of her album. It's called Hot to Death.
Sitting on the banks of a glassy river, mercury flew starts with the sound of a lonely girl. Rockin', rockin' it, rockin' her own world. Shakin', shakin' it, shakin' her heart down.
Scout Niblet with Hot to Death on the album Kidnapped by Neptune. Bought that down in Falmouth in Cornwall, double album, cost me £2, I think. And inside it there was a flyer for a gig in Bristol, which I'm assuming that is where the album was brought, at that gig. She's actually based in America now, but she was born in England and brought up in England. And she's back in England. Latest album, The Calcination of Scout Niblet, is out now. So she is a modern artist, but fortunately for me, I found her in a charity shop.
Berlin by Lou Reed has been described by some of the people I've looked online as probably the most depressing album ever recorded. I'm going to play probably the most depressing track. It's about suicide, but sad can still be beautiful. The Bed with Lou Reed.
Cut her wrists that are and tortured stuff. And this is the room where she took the razor and cut her wrist, that strange and faithful love. And I said, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, what a
if you're still with us, that's The Bed by Lou Reed. Let me quote from popdose.com, an interview they had with Lou Reed. No joke, I was crazy jealous when David Bowie got a Labyrinth. You have no idea. I mean, I would have been totally wrong for that part, but I wanted to work with Jim Henson so bad, whatever it took. I even tried to get on The Muppet Show as a guest back in 78, but I think they considered me to be a little too raw.
I'm speechless. If you've nothing more to say about that quite...
heavy?
Moving and...
heavy track?
Slightly distressing track. Without any fanfare, let's introduce Heavy Stereo.
Better, I suppose, sign off then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the wrong record, though.
No, that's the end bit, you know.
That's the wrong record.
Oh, this is the first bit. The right record is Tell Your Ma, which is this one you're going to hear after this. No, that's that one. And, but we haven't put it on the label. So you're gonna have to write it on yourself in biro. It's called Tell Your Ma. And it's gonna be on our long playing album.
Sleek preview.
Sleek preview.
What's the album called, Gem?
The album's called Gem. And it's gonna be out on both A and B sides.
Up the Atlantic.
Yes. So that's it really, I suppose. It'll be a bit longer than this one. So count it in.
Heavy Stereo with a track off the Deja Voodoo album from 1996 called Tell Your Ma. I think that's actually probably quite a rare version of that track, because I think it was a fan club version of that single, which is why it's got all these scrabbling at the start.
And it was single-sided, I noticed.
Yeah, it's single-sided as well. It was 49p from Oxfam and Harbour. I wonder if you could tell me, Mike, which band Gem Archer went on to play for? It was actually Oasis. He was a frontman in Heavy Stereo, and they supported Oasis at Nebworth in 1996.
Hurrah.
And then when Paul Bonard Arthurs left Oasis in 2000, he was Noel Gallagher's preferred replacement. Interesting fact for the fat fans I mentioned at the start, his brother is actually the drummer in the Blue Tones, which I didn't actually know until I started researching that track. Yes, we find these little interesting facts out.
I gave a warning for the last track. I'm going to give an apology for the next one.
Should I be worried?
Listen to this. Jesus Christ Superstar by John Keating. Why I want to apologise is because that track was included in an irregular section that we have called Played at the Wrong Speed. It was all on 45 instead of 33. I dedicate that track to my friend Sue because I promised her I would find some Mrs. Mills. Dave?
Do you know, I almost lost my thread then. And that's because we were talking about the Second City. And the sound of the Second City distracted me from the Second City sound. That was a B-side to the Second City Sounds hit Tchaikovsky 1, which was a number 27 hit in 1966. That was actually called Shadows. I think it was quite lovely, and I think it was actually far superior to the A-side. I think the A-side was really only a hit because it was a play on a Tchaikovsky tune. Very difficult to find out anything about the Second City Sound. I've got as far as finding out that there were 5 members. And of those 5 members, I only found out any information on one, which was Ken Freeman, who was a founder member. He actually wrote the theme tune to Casualty and Holby City, and the theme to the Tripods as well. On to Michael's last track, I think.
Right, Buddy Rich was a classic jazz drummer. Admittedly, I didn't know anything about him beforehand. I went online, I found some interesting facts about him. When performing a single stroke role, Rich could be clocked at up to 20 strokes per second on one hand. He once threatened to fire a trombonist because he had a beard. One of his most widely seen television performances, especially here in the UK, was in an episode of The Muppet Show, where he took on Animal. This is A Swinging Serenade by Buddy Rich.